There's no denying that there's a fantastic amount of information out there on the web to help our students in the learning or with research. But it's not all age appropriate. In fact, an awful lot of it isn't. So especially for younger students or students who've got learning difficulties, actually accessing the contents of a web page or website can be quite difficult, simply because the language is too complex. It's at a developmental stage that they've not yet reached. So how can we help them with that? Well, there's a site called rewordify.com, which is just the ticket. It's quite unusual. I've not seen anything like this before, but it's very simple to use. You don't need to create an account or anything like that. The top of the page, the majority of the page that you visit when you first get there is devoted to just explaining how it works and how to use it. But right there at the top of the page is a text box, and it says enter English text or a website to simplify. So you do just that. So if you've got some text that you're bringing in from another web page, or perhaps even some text that you were thinking of using in class, perhaps in a worksheet or instruction sheet, you can simply paste it into that text box and rewordify it. And then what Rewordify does is take all of the difficult words, all of the really complex ones that might prove hard to understand the meaning of for younger people, and it changes them into a simpler form. So it substitutes for them much simpler words. But it highlights those simpler words to show where the substitutions have occurred. And if you hover over them, it gives you the word or words or phrase that have been replaced. So it's really easy, because you can start to see both settings. You can start to see where the simplifications have occurred, and you can actually see the words that have been replaced. And so that can be actually part of the learning process itself. You don't have to just paste in raw text and bring it from a website. You can actually work live on a particular web page. So you simply copy the URL and paste that into the text box on Rewordify instead. And then that instantly takes you back to a slightly different view of the web page, again with all the difficult words and phrases substituted and highlighted, and you can repeat that process of actually hovering over them to find out the words that have been changed. There are several settings that you can change, so you may want the highlighting to work differently, or you can have it underlined instead of highlighted, or you can flip it around so that the difficult words are still visible but the substituted versions are available on hovering over. It's incredibly powerful, and I definitely urge you to have a look at it.